The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Claude Lapointe.
At 5'9" and 214 pounds, Claude Lapointe is essentially a wrecking ball on the ice, and he was known to play a tough-nosed brand of hockey. He's a left-handed shooting center who has played for a number of NHL teams, including the Quebec Nordiques, the Colorado Avalanche, the Calgary Flames, the New York Islanders, and the Philadelphia Flyers. In his career, he played for 13 different teams in 6 different leagues. Claude Lapointe, like any good Canadian kid, started in the queue. He then made his way to the AHL for 2 seasons with the Halifax Citadels before being drafted by the Quebec Nordiques in the 1990-91 season. Claude Lapointe spent the next 5.5 years playing with the Quebec Nordiques, and in his best years, 1991-92, 1992-93, he managed 33 points and 36 points respectively. Lapointe was defined as a strategic player with great anticipation skills, incredible skating, and he played every shift with intensity, and that intensity directly related into just about 100 minutes in penalties in the 1992-93 season. Claude Lapointe was always good for about 1.5 penalty minutes per game on average. By the time that the Quebec Nordiques were wrapping it up in Canada and making their way to Colorado, Claude Lapointe had played only 29 games the 1994-95 season. His point totals weren't great and his penalty minutes were right where you'd expect them to be. On November 1st, 1995, Lapointe was traded to the Calgary Flames and reported directly to their AHL team. While it might have seemed like Claude Lapointe's career was winding down and coming to an end, he did come up and play for the Calgary Flames in the 1995-96 season for 32 games before being traded to the New York Islanders. This is one of the rare cases where just looking at the numbers gives you an idea how this man transitioned his career from being an in-your-face hockey player to a leader on the ice. He played more games consistently year after year than he had before. He had less points total as far as goals and assists go, and his penalty minutes went down as well. So to go from being traded for a 7th-round pick and then directly reporting to the AHL team to then having 9 more years in the NHL, you got to give the guy credit for finding a way to be relevant and to bring other players along, and that's exactly what happened in his career from that point on. These days, Claude Lapointe trains aspiring hockey players both on and off the ice, and according to Wikipedia, in his personal life section, his unique training and teaching method has raised eyebrows and gotten much notice from junior and NHL GMs. Lapointe's ability to rapidly develop and hone talent far exceeds the norm. This guy managed to play professional hockey and get paid for it for more than 20 years, and now he makes a living training people to become hockey players. That's a pretty good gig if you're a Canadian kid growing up wanting to play the game of hockey. So while his time was just a blip on the radar with the Colorado Avalanche, he did in fact play for us for 3 games in the 1995-96 season. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, who happens to have 3 new shirts out for you right now, including Lumberjack Hockey, the ACDC-styled AvsFam shirt, and the Soderberg Warrior shirt. Go check them out right now, www.avsfam.com. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go subscribe so you can always get this anytime you want in your pocket. Just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey or go to the coloradohockey.com website and click on the link that says get it on iTunes. Stay awesome.